I said at the beginning that we're going to reflect on the theme, bloom where you are planted. Have you heard that proverb before? Bloom where you are planted? Is that familiar? It's kind of a common expression in English anyway, bloom where you are planted. And it immediately makes a certain kind of sense to us. Do well where you are, you know, flourish where you happen to be, take advantage of the present moment, and things like that. It's that kind of a common expression. Bloom where you are planted. Where does it come from? It sounds like something out of the Bible, but it's not. It's not in any, not in the readings of today. It's not anywhere in the Bible, at least not exactly like that. There are places in the Bible that encourage us to flourish. In fact, from the very beginning, when God created the first man and the first woman, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Here you are in the garden, no, be fruitful. So it's related to that. But the expression bloom where you are planted is not found in the Bible. It's often attributed to today's saint. And that's why this theme was chosen for today, because this is his feast day. Now, who is this saint today? Well, I have to pause a moment because the pronunciation of his name, it gives us trouble every single year. I grew up calling him St. Francis de Sales, but that's not the correct pronunciation. Maybe that's the American way. Here in the Philippines, he's called St. Francis de Sales. But he himself, because he's French, was François de Sales. François de Sales. So we don't call him François because in English you call him Francis. And de Sales, well, it doesn't make sense to us not to use that S. But that's how the French do it. It's something like Our Lady of Lourdes, right? I call her Our Lady of Lourdes. In the Philippines, we call her Our Lady of Lourdes. The French call her Our Lady of Lourdes. They drop the S off. So they have silent letters, which it doesn't make sense. In the Philippines, they have silent letters. But some languages have silent letters. His name has a silent S at the end, Francis de Sales. So that's who it is. Bishop and doctor of the church from, well, the early 17th century, a very wise man, a great preacher, theologian, teacher. But one of the things that made him famous was his conviction that holiness was possible for everybody. Everybody, not only for the monks and the nuns in the convent and the priests, but for everybody in every state of life, in every different occupation. Holiness is possible, or he would call it the devout life. Devotion, he would call it. We would call it in our times holiness. So he wrote a book, Introduction to the Devout Life, which was intended for lay people. And in his book, he explained lay people should not expect themselves to follow the same religious practices as the hermits and the monks and the nuns in the convent, because they're in a different situation. So bloom where you're planted. Now, he didn't say it exactly like that, bloom where you're planted. I looked it up. There's nowhere in his writings that say exactly bloom where you are planted. But the idea is attributed to him for this reason. He was right in saying, whatever your state in life, whatever your occupation, grow holy there. Don't use your circumstances or your family or your job as an excuse not to be holy. Bloom where you're planted. Grow holy where you are. So you can see the wisdom of that. And it's true. Our circumstances, our state in life, do dictate how we can pray and how we can put into practice our Christian life. Some people, especially as you know, parents with young children, they don't have a lot of time for prayer. Every hour there's some demand on their needs, especially if they have many children. People who have to work long hours, they can't spend long hours in church. I know many people who have long commutes. They've learned how to pray while they're commuting, to pray on the bus or in the van or on the train, because that's the only time they have. And so they use it for the prayer. And if you were to take a monk out of the monastery and put him on a bus, he wouldn't be able to pray. He'd be so distracted. Well, that's because his call is to pray in the monastery. But this man or woman on her way to work with an hour and a half bus ride, Well, they have to learn how to pray on the bus. So you can see the truth of it. Where we are is where we have to practice our Christian life. That's where we have to grow in holiness and not use anything in our experience, in our life, as an excuse not to grow in holiness. Sometimes you hear people say this. Well, if I were in a monastery, I could pray without distraction, but I'm not there, so that's why I'm distracted all the time. If I were in a place where I didn't have to use the computer, well, then I wouldn't be distracted by the computer, but since I use it for my work, I get distracted by it. No, that's an excuse. Bloom where you're planted. Use the circumstances you're in now to grow in holiness. That's the principle, or one of the main principles of St. Francis de Sales. And he taught lay people how to grow in holiness, or he would call it the devout life, how to grow in the devout life. Now, when we reflect on this proverb, bloom where you are planted, and we can see that it makes sense, we also have to recognize it's not absolute. It's not true that every single circumstance is where we're supposed to bloom. Sometimes we're supposed to be transferred, right? And sometimes the expression bloom where you're planted could be used as a kind of slavery. No, here you are and you have to be stuck there forever. Well, is that the will of God? Maybe it's not. So bloom where you're planted has to be understood properly. If it's understood in the wrong sense, then we might use it against our holiness, against the will of God. And that's not what God wants. Bloom where you are planted. I think it would be better to say, bloom in the will of God. Bloom where God plants you. And if God transfers you, well then bloom where he puts you, right? Tomorrow we're going to reflect on the gospel where Jesus calls his first disciples. Some of you have pondered it already, or the pondering group, you'll reflect on tomorrow's gospel. Jesus calling the first disciples. They were fishermen. They were planted as fishermen, right? What did Jesus say to them? Come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. He didn't say bloom where you're planted. He didn't say stay in your job as fishermen. He said follow me. He transferred them to a different place where they would bloom. So you see, the expression bloom where you're planted is not absolute. Better to say, what's the will of God? That's where I will bloom. That's where God wants me to bloom. I remember the story of Corrie ten Boom. I think I've mentioned her before. The Dutch woman who was famous for hiding Jews in her house during the Nazi occupation of Holland. Well, in her book, she shares this experience when the Nazis were taking over her country. Actually, they had already occupied Holland. And they were fighting between England and Holland. They were having dogfights. The planes were fighting overhead. So the war was not in the street, but it was overhead. And she tells the story of one night there being a terrible battle in the air above her, and she couldn't sleep, and her sister couldn't sleep. So she went down to the kitchen to have a cup of tea, and they chatted for a while until the battle was over. Then she went back up to her bedroom. It was dark. She went to put her hand on the pillow and she cut her hand on a big piece of shrapnel. 10-inch jagged piece of metal had crashed through the roof and landed on her pillow. And she was really startled by this because that's where she was supposed to be sleeping. So she ran down and told her sister, look, I found this big piece of metal right on my pillow. What if I had been sleeping there? What if I had been lying there? It would have landed on my head. And her sister said, don't say what if, what if, what if. Our only safety is in the center of God's will. Great advice. Our only safety is in the center of God's will. That's where we're supposed to bloom, where God has us. And not to be thinking about what if, what if, what if. Do the will of God, be where God has you, and that's where you find your safety, and that's where we bloom. So that story came to my mind because of that strange experience where she could have been killed, but she was saved. Well, that's how it happened. As it turned out, she was put into a notorious prison camp of the Nazis where most of the people died, and she was released by a clerical error. They made a mistake and let her go instead of killing her. So that's why she became a kind of an evangelist, Corrie ten Boom. Anyway, let's look for a moment at today's gospel, this very strange gospel where the relatives of Jesus hear that he's working so hard that, and there's so many people around that he can't even eat. It's impossible for them even to eat. What's the reaction of his relatives? He's out of his mind. He's out of his mind. You can imagine them saying, Jesus, you belong in Nazareth. You should be a carpenter. Bloom where you're planted. You can see wrong application of the proverb. You can't tell Jesus he's supposed to stay in Nazareth because that's where he was planted, and he's supposed to be a carpenter because that's where he was planted. No. Wrong application of the proverb. So bloom where you're planted, as they say, is not absolute. It doesn't mean that every single thing has to be that way all the time. What it means is when we're in the will of God and the circumstances seem contradictory, we shouldn't run away from them. Don't run away from the will of God. Bloom in the will of God. If it's a difficult family circumstance or you're doing a difficult job, but that's the will of God for you, bloom there. Pray there. Practice your Christian life there. Love the people who are in your world there. Don't run away. But if God transfers you to another place, gives you a different job, moves you to a different house, then bloom there. So it's a relative, it's a relatively wise proverb. It's not absolute. But that's the wisdom we take for today. I would say, not just bloom where you're planted, but bloom where God plants you. Bloom where God plants you. Which means you have to discern, okay, where does God want me to be? Where does he want me to bloom? And that takes a listening heart so that we know where God wants us to be, where he wants us to serve. Even if we don't like it, that's where we are supposed to be, and that's where we are to bloom. So God wants us to bloom. God wants us to flourish. God wants us to be holy. In fact, after this life, that's where we will fully bloom in holiness and glory. But we're on the journey right now, and where we are planted, where God plants us, is where he wants us to bloom. It reminds me, one last thought, of an expression of our founder, Father Francis, who used to say, be present before the presence in the now for a life of truth and love. Meaning, in the now moment, when are you supposed to love people? Now. In what circumstances? These circumstances right now. So that was his way of saying something similar to bloom where you are planted. Be present before the presence of God, in the now, right now, for a life of truth and love. That's how we are to bloom. That's where we're to flourish, bear much fruit for the kingdom of God.